Praise the name of Jesus. Our text is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 3 to 11. And it reads thus: The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act. Now, in the Lord, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. What then do you say? They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have ground for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw stone at her. Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older one, and he was left alone, and the woman, where she was, in the center of the court. Straightening up, Jesus said to her, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, Jesus, for preparing the heart of your people to receive your word. I pray, God, as a servant, that God, you will speak through me, and your word will save those that need to be saved. Thank you, God, for the participant, and thank you, God, for the hearing of your word. We pray, God, as we all hear your words, Father, that it will sink into our heart, and Lord, you will bless the heart of our ministry. Guide us in everything, in Jesus' name, amen. Today, quickly, I will speak to you on the thing. Your case is different when Jesus becomes your judge. The Pharisees and the scribes brought a woman to Jesus, who was caught in adultery. The purpose came to test the ability of Jesus, because the intention was to find him guilty. Jesus was judging this woman not based on human perception, but based on divine justice. His judgment was based on mercy and grace, while the scribes and the Pharisees were focusing on the law of Moses and their traditions. You know, the Pharisees and the scribes were people that were knowledgeable to the Jewish law and traditions. And the Pharisees were considered as the righteous people, or the righteous group of people. And so they knew the law. But Jesus focused on sin was quite different from their own mindset. When they brought the woman to Jesus, they began to ask him, What do you say? Should we stone her? Should we leave her? But I want you to understand that Jesus saw this woman as a guilty sinner who needed forgiveness. Jesus came purposely for lost souls. And the woman was one of those Jesus came to save. And in order to escape their judgment, he has to use a biblical approach. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans chapter 7 verses 18 to 20, this is what Paul said. "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me." And so, Paul here is expressing his own challenges. "I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to practice sin. But I still see myself doing what I don't want to do. The good I think about doing, I don't see myself doing it. But the worst thing I don't want to do is what I see myself doing." And so, it is not me, but the nature of the sin that is present with me is responsible. So Jesus, knowing that by nature all men are sinful, he reminded the scribes and the Pharisees that they were all guilty of sin. In another sense, he left them with their conscience. He said, "If any of you who have not sinned, be the first to stone her." And the Bible says, they began to leave one by one. They were leaving because they were all guilty. And Jesus was left alone with the lady. And he asked her, "Where are they? Did no one condemn you?" He said, "No, Lord." Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either." We are all sinful. They are all sin. So the fact that they cannot stand to defend their own wrong, and they are left, I will not hold you in contempt. But all that I can remind you is, go and do it no more. I came to save the lost. The purpose I came is for those who do not know Jesus will come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I came to save those who were lost. That's my mission. So the fact that you were brought here still gave me an opportunity to speak to you. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into servants. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly and unbelieved. 14 saying, and the grace of our Lord was more abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. 15 say, it is a trustworthy statement deserving all the acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners among whom I am foremost of all. Paul said, among all, I am the worst. He said, this is a trustworthy saying that Christ Jesus came purposely to save sinners. He said, I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent and aggressive man. But I obtained mercy because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And so today I want to encourage you, even though the Bible is telling us that a woman was brought to Jesus because the Jews and the Pharisees were knowledgeable to the Lord, and the Lord provided that any woman that was caught in adultery should be stoned. But this time, Jesus was serving as the judge, and he came to render justice. His mission is not to destroy soul, but rather save soul. Jesus came purposely for those that were despised. He came purposely for those that the world has gone against completely. He came purposely for the poor. He came purposely for those that were ignorant to the Lord. Today, I come to encourage you. Whatever you fall short of the glory of God, God is still merciful. He's a loving God. He's a faithful Father. He's a caring God. He loves us so much. He's willing that we all come to repentance. He does not want anyone to perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is my prayer today that as you hear this word, let the Holy Spirit move your heart. And whenever you fall short of the glory of God, you will repent today and you'll be right with God. Father, thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Thank you, God, for reminding us of your word. And God, thank you for teaching us to live according to your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done and your name be glorified. Amen.